In Haiti, aid workers are rushing to prepare for a hurricane that forecasters said could hit the island this week. It's a formidable challenge in a nation already coping with a cholera epidemic and trying to help hundreds of thousands who are still living in tent camps nearly 10 months after a devastating earthquake. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels has this report.
Tropical Storm Thomas, which is heading westward across the eastern Caribbean Sea, is expected to turn north towards Haiti and the Dominican Republic by the end of the week and re-strengthen as a hurricane. Thomas now threatens another humanitarian emergency for disaster-prone Haiti, the Western Hemisphere's poorest state, where more than 1 million people are still living in refugee camps or temporary housing following the earthquake in January. The hurricane has already killed at least 12 people on the island of St. Lucia and is threatening Jamaica and other countries. Elizabeth Byers, spokesperson for the UN's humanitarian agency, says the displaced people of Haiti are particularly vulnerable.
The problem is that we have 1.3 million people living in 1,300 camps in Port-au-Prince and all around Port-au-Prince. Winds and rains can be a major disaster for those people living under tents or plastic sheeting.
Meanwhile, a recent study found that a cholera outbreak that has killed more than 300 people in Haiti matches strains commonly found in South Asia. The finding by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention intensifies scrutiny on a U.N. base above a tributary to the Artibonite River that is home to a contingent of recently arrived peacekeepers from Nepal, a South Asian country where cholera saw outbreaks this summer. Health officials said the findings do not prove anything, but speculation is increasing about sanitation on the U.N. base. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.